Kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Now listen, something really good that we need to look forward to, it is the stem cell and blood donation drive. It's happening on the 13th of December and it's happening at Maponya Mall. It's also happening at Bara Taxi Association, and a lot of those details will be given to us in a short while. I do want to welcome on to the show Dr. Malerato Ramela, who is Stanley and Daphne Nkosi Foundation spokesperson. A very good evening to you, Dr. Ramela, and thank you so much for making time for us.
Good evening to you and your listeners, Tamela. Thank you for having us.
So let's just maybe start by introducing us to the Stanley and Daphne Nkosi Foundation.
Okay, so this is a foundation that was formed around 2012-2013 with the objective of helping communities, you know, be able to prosper, be able to, you know, survive some of the challenges that we have in South Africa, whether it be social, educational, or health-wise. So that those are the main objectives of the foundation.
And so the specific stem cell and blood donation drive, you know, what brought that about?
Okay, so this is World Blood Cancer Month, but in addition to that, in 2016, we lost Zagiti Nkosi to a rare blood disorder called HLH. And from that loss, Mrs. Nkosi, with the foundation, decided that, you know, it would be good to establish hematology centers where our communities could be able to access, you know, assistance with blood disorders and blood cancers. Mm. And the chosen hospital was Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital, because obviously it's in Soweto, one of the biggest townships. Mm. And also it's the biggest hospital in Africa that doesn't only serve our South African population, but also from population from neighboring countries.
So let's talk...
It was from that loss that these hematology wards were started, and today, on Saturday, we're trying to do this blood drive so that we can create awareness in our black communities on stem cell donation, which is completely different from blood donation.
I was going to ask you to go there, because I think, you know, someone comes through and they're thinking you're just going to take my blood, but I think it's important for us to understand the distinctions and maybe give you an opportunity to help us understand that right now.
Yes, so blood donation, you don't really have to go through a long process of registering. You sign up, you go, usually they'll check your hemoglobin levels and all of that, and you'll donate blood that will be used for patients that have either gone through trauma and have lost a lot of blood, or even the patients that we're advocating for right now that are have blood disorders and blood cancers and have not received a stem cell, so they need to have blood transfusions frequently. Whereas a stem cell donation, so a stem cell is a cell that can differentiate into other cells. In this particular case, we're talking about blood stem cells that can give rise to your red blood cells, which carry your hemoglobin, your platelets, which are important for clotting, and your white cells, which are important in your immune system. So these stem cells, when you're going to donate, you'll sign up and you'll get three swabs that you'll just take, like put in your mouth and rub against your cheeks. And if you don't prefer to go to a site, the kit can be sent to you. You swab, you package it, and it can be collected and taken back to the lab where they'll be typing and everything. So different from blood donation, you won't be called immediately until a match is found for you. Then you will go where you'll be prepared so that you can, you know, donate your stem cells. And it's a very easy process. So there's no anesthesia, there's no operation or anything. It's a peripheral IV line where the stem cells will be sourced and then transplanted to a patient that's in need.
And how severe is the shortage of stem cell donors in this country?
So I think the greatest shortage is in our black community. So you stand a better chance of getting a match from your ethnic group. So in South Africa, we have less than 100,000 black donors. So when you look that South Africa is a majority black country, our population is majority black people. So you can imagine the shortage that we have there. So we would like to get to a point where people are aware of why it's important to donate themselves so that we can help people from our own
communities.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to qualify, I suppose, what else is required of you? I know you spoke about the process, but what kind of a lifestyle do I need to be leading? What disqualifies me from donating?
Okay, so the ideal donor is between 17 and 55 years old, of general good health. So you can't be like a drug addict. Maybe I should go through the most important contraindications rather than saying, okay, the ideal should have this.
Yeah.
So drug or alcohol abuse, if you've got serious cardiovascular disease, autoimmune diseases, cancers. Those are the main ones that I can remember right now. But the ideal donor is of general good health between 17 and 55 years.
Okay. And you know, do you take time before you can determine whether someone is good enough to be a donor?
Well, they will do typing and you will only be informed when there's a match. For example, I signed up a few years ago and I'm on the registry.
Yes.
So your name will remain on the registry, but
you'll
only be contacted if there's a match, whether nationally or internationally.
Got you. And let's talk about that process of then, you know, you've been contacted, there is a match. How difficult is that process of the actual donation?
Okay, so I'm not a hematologist, but I will speak to what our hematologist that we're working with, Dr. Candace Hendricks, has taught us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So once you are called in, you will go through a process where you'll be prepared and you'll get subcutaneous injections for about 3 days, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So these are like diabetic injections that will promote the stem cells to come out of your bone marrow where they are normally are, to come into your bloodstream.
Mm.
And then afterwards, you go to the hospital, right, where you get a peripheral line, so an IV line.
Mm.
And so the blood will kind of circulate through what is almost like a dialysis machine, where the stem cells will be, you know, drawn from your blood, and then the rest of that blood will go back to you.
Yes, okay.
And then once they've sourced those stem cells, then they can be transplanted into a patient that's in need. So you don't lose much, just stem cells.
Got you, because the blood is then given back to you, so to speak.
Yes. So it goes through that machine and back into you, and then your downtime would be about a day or two.
Okay. Look, I mean, I think a lot of us, as you said earlier, you know, we were not really educated much on this. And I think it's important for us to know that it really requires us to participate, because we need to have enough going for those who need our donations in our communities. Because, as you said, we need to have a match when you are in that need yourself. How do people get involved? And you said, you know, you've got donation points, I think, at Barra
this Saturday. Yes, we'll be at Barra at the Zagiti Nkosi Hematology Wards, and we will be at Maponya Mall from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So we'll be working with DKMS, we'll be working with the South African Bone Marrow Registry, the South African National Blood Services, and also the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital.
Tell me, I'm not casting aspersions. If you have a family member who needs a donor, and yeah. and you would want to assist. I'm not sure how the system works where, you know, do people have to wait their turn? In other words, you're in the queue before we even get to you to get you a match? Or can I say my grandmother needs a bone marrow and I want to be a donor? Would the process allow for us to go ahead anyway as quickly as possible if we are a matching pair? I think
there's
a way to say it.
The first point would obviously be within the family to see, but being related does not always translate that you'll be a match. So yes, the phone point would be family members and anyone that would like to participate. And as soon as a match is found, then the process to prepare for the transplant would go ahead.
In other words, it's not unfair for me to want to give my family member and not for my donation.
No, it's not like with organ donation where there's obviously a waiting list and everything, and ethically we have to follow that list.
Okay.
Works with a match that's, you know, whether family
preferable.
Or friend.
Okay. So how do I have to register if I want to come and donate? Can people just show up?
Well, on Saturday, they can show up
because
we will have DKMS with us that can assist with that process. And anyone that cannot make it on Saturday can go on the DKMS website and register to be a donor. And if you can't go to a site, they will send the kit to you and it will be collected from you once you do the swabs.
From what time can people arrive on Saturday?
10 a.m.
Excellent. I really, really appreciate you taking us through this. Thank you very much for talking to us and all the best for your drive.
Thank you so much for giving us the time and opportunity.
Thank you. That's Stanley and Daphne Nkosi Foundation spokesperson, Dr. Malerato Ramela.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.